not to give sexual favors to their male patrons. The only exception was if a client wanted to enter into a long-term commitment with a particular geisha. Only then would she be expected to perform sexual acts. But most of the time, sex was off the table. Though things were starting to change in the early 20th century, some women couldn't complete the training required to be the most elite kind of geisha, so they charged less for their services. And the lesser the price, the more their male clients assumed the rule about sex didn't apply. As a result, many in the higher classes looked down on geisha as little more than sex workers. But in the middle and lower classes, geisha were still idolized. And to girls like Sada, they embodied a pure and perfect vision of femininity. Sada coveted their beauty and desperately wanted their artistic skills. Still, she knew a future as one was unlikely.